Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Cosmos Possible Worlds by Anne Dryan is a popular science work and companion volume to the 2020 Cosmos television series. It extends the intellectual tradition associated with Carl Sagan by combining astronomy, planetary science, biology, history of science, and reflections on the future of civilization. Structured around 13 chapters that broadly parallel the series, the book uses the familiar cosmos method of moving between cosmic scale and human consequence. Its purpose is not only to explain scientific discoveries, but also to show why scientific thinking matters for public life. Dryan presents possible worlds in two senses: distant planets that may expand understanding of life, and future human societies that depend on choices made in the present. The book is accessible to non-specialists while remaining anchored in established scientific ideas. Its central tone is hopeful but not complacent, emphasizing that wonder and skepticism must work together if humanity is to understand nature and avoid self-inflicted harm. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the cosmos framework links cosmic scale with human responsibility. A defining feature of Cosmos Possible Worlds is its use of scale as an organizing principle. Dryan moves from stars, planets, and biological evolution to the political and ethical consequences of human knowledge. This approach differs from a textbook structure because it does not isolate disciplines. Astronomy leads into chemistry, chemistry into life, and life into questions about civilization. The result is a form of science writing in which the universe is not treated as remote from ordinary decisions. Cosmic perspective becomes a way to reassess human priorities, especially the tendency to mistake short-term interests for permanent realities. The book continues the cosmos tradition of using the imagination as a vehicle for disciplined inquiry rather than fantasy. The reader is invited to consider how scientific knowledge changes the meaning of home, ancestry, and future. This framework gives the book its distinctive shape. It is not simply about space, but about what space reveals concerning fragility, connection, and responsibility. Secondly, Possible Worlds refers to both exoplanets and alternative human futures. The title Cosmos Possible Worlds carries a deliberate double meaning. On one level, it refers to worlds beyond Earth planets, moons, and environments that may help scientists understand whether life is rare or widespread. The modern discovery of exoplanets has transformed this question from speculation into an active field of investigation, and Dryan places that development within a larger history of curiosity about other worlds. On another level, possible worlds means futures that humanity might create or avoid. This second meaning gives the book much of its urgency. Distant planets expand the imagination, but they also sharpen awareness that Earth remains the only known living world. The search for life elsewhere, therefore, does not diminish Earth. It intensifies the need to protect it. By connecting astrobiology with civic choice, Dryan avoids presenting space exploration as escapism. The unknown worlds of the universe become a mirror for the possible trajectories of human civilization. Thirdly, history of science is presented as a record of courage, error, and revision. Dryan gives significant attention to the human history behind scientific knowledge. Rather than presenting science as a finished body of facts, the book treats it as an evolving practice shaped by observation, disagreement, creativity, and correction. This matters because the public often encounters science only through conclusions, while the cosmos approach emphasizes the process that makes conclusions reliable. Historical figures and episodes in the broader cosmos tradition illustrate how discovery can require moral courage as well as technical skill. The value of these stories is not hero worship. They show that scientific understanding advances when evidence is allowed to challenge authority, habit, and ideology. This perspective also explains why error is not a failure of science, but part of its method when paired with transparency and revision. The book, therefore, makes scientific literacy historical as well as factual. To understand science, readers must understand how knowledge is tested, preserved, and sometimes defended against social pressure. Fourthly, climate and civilization are treated as scientific problems with moral consequences. One of the most important practical dimensions of Cosmos Possible Worlds is its attention to planetary stewardship. Dryan connects scientific understanding of Earth systems with the future of human civilization. The argument is not framed as a narrow policy manual. Instead, the book situates present environmental choices within deep time and cosmic context. Human beings are recent arrivals on a very old planet, yet technologically powerful enough to alter its atmosphere, ecosystems, and long-term habitability. This contrast between youth and power gives the climate question its ethical force. The book suggests that ignorance is no longer a neutral condition when knowledge is available and consequences are measurable. By presenting climate as part of a larger scientific worldview, Dryan makes environmental responsibility less abstract. Earth is not merely a resource base or political territory. It is a rare living system whose future depends on informed collective action. Lastly, wonder and skepticism are paired as the core habits of scientific citizenship. The book repeatedly emphasizes that wonder and skepticism are not opposing attitudes. Wonder opens attention to the scale, beauty, and strangeness of reality, while skepticism protects that attention from wishful thinking, manipulation, and false certainty. This pairing is central to Droyan's understanding of science communication. A reader should not come away only impressed by spectacular images of the universe. The deeper goal is to learn how reliable knowledge is distinguished from comforting illusion. This has clear civic implications. In a culture shaped by misinformation, anti-science rhetoric, and rapid technological change, scientific literacy becomes a public responsibility rather than a private hobby. The book does not require readers to become specialists, but it does ask them to value evidence, uncertainty, and intellectual humility. Its treatment of skepticism is therefore constructive rather than cynical. Skepticism is presented as a discipline that makes wonder more durable because it connects amazement to reality rather than fantasy. In conclusion, Cosmos Possible Worlds is best suited for readers who want science presented as a broad intellectual and civic enterprise rather than as a collection of isolated facts. It will appeal to general readers interested in astronomy, astrobiology, planetary science, science history, environmental responsibility, and the future of human civilization. It is also useful for readers who appreciate accessible science writing that connects discovery with ethical reflection. The practical benefit of the book lies in how it strengthens scientific literacy. It encourages readers to ask how evidence is gathered, why uncertainty matters, and what responsibilities follow from knowledge. Its intellectual benefit is the expansion of perspective. By placing human life within cosmic and evolutionary contexts, Droyan helps readers see present choices as part of a much larger story. Compared with many popular science books, it stands out because it is not limited to explaining one field or one discovery. It combines cosmic exploration, historical memory, environmental warning, and future-oriented imagination in a single narrative frame. Its optimism is distinctive because it does not ignore danger. It argues that better futures remain possible only if societies take science seriously. If you would like to support Androyan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.